Republican activists at the state convention in Boston strongly backed Baker for their party's gubernatorial nomination, with 82% of the 2,500 delegates voting for him.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for believing in me. And thank you for believing, knowing that we can do better here in Massachusetts.
The former healthcare company CEO and top manager in the administrations of former governors William Weld and Paul Cellucci, Baker was the party's standard bearer in 2010, losing to Democratic Governor Deval Patrick. Patrick is not seeking a third term.
It's time for a new direction, one in which taxpayer interests are first and special interests are last.
Baker stressed competency over ideology and portrayed himself as a proven manager and problem solver.
State government doesn't lack resources. What it lacks is imagination. There are faster, better, cheaper ways to get things done, and they must be pursued and identified. And when I'm governor, that will happen.
Cecilia Calabrese, a delegate from Agawam, said Baker is a candidate who can appeal to Republicans as well as independents, who make up more than half of the state's electorate.
Those of us that know him and are familiar with him know on a one-on-one basis. He's able to connect with large groups of people, just as he's able to connect on a one-on-one basis.
Baker on Saturday appeared to have avoided a primary fight with conservative Tea Party movement candidate Mark Fisher. Republican Party officials said Fisher came up 6 votes short in the convention balloting to force a primary. Party rules require candidates to secure support from 15% of the convention delegates to be allowed on the primary ballot. Fisher got 14.765%. Fisher's campaign is considering filing a lawsuit claiming collusion between the state Republican Party and Baker's campaign. Fisher, a businessman from Shrewsbury making his first run for political office, gave an impassioned speech at the convention in which he urged delegates to reject what he called the big tent philosophy for the party.
So now, fellow Republicans, we must return to our conservative roots. The time has come to bring conservatism back to Massachusetts. The time has come to tear down the big liberal tent.
Bill Schneelock, chairman of the Westfield City Republican Committee, voted for Fisher at the convention and said he would be disappointed if he fails to make the primary ballot.
Mark is somebody, I mean, he's new to the political arena, but he's somebody that's got a passion for it, and he speaks his heart. And, you know, you ask him a question, you get a direct, detailed answer. It's not like, you know, go around the block to hear, get his opinions or anything.
Baker, who supports abortion rights and same-sex marriage, said primary or not, he plans to focus his campaign on drawing contrast between himself and the Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls.
We want to talk about jobs and schools and communities. We think those issues are important to all voters in Massachusetts, and that's what we've been talking about, and that's what we're going to continue to talk about.
Rob Eno, publisher of the political blog Red Mass Group, believes a primary would weaken the eventual Republican nominee.
Less so the ideology, more so the resources that need to be spent. You know, in Massachusetts, where you can only raise $500 for a donation, every donation counts. So it's more the resources that are going to be expended in a primary that I think is going to hurt.
5 candidates are running for the Democratic nomination for governor. Democrats will hold a state nominating convention in June. Reporting from Boston, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.